Vossie. Good morning.
Good morning, Karina. How are you doing?
Not as good as you. Kicking back at home, watching the golf, watching the cricket.
Watching the cricket, yeah. I'm just watching the cricket. Okay, we'll start with the cricket because Mitch Marsh has just taken a wicket. West Indies are 2 for 62, chasing 271 to win. That's the tri-series final over there. Australia scrambled their way to 9 for 270. Matthew Wade was the real star late in the innings. The keeper, 57 not out of 52 balls, including a 6 off the final delivery. And he's one for the trained spotters who love a stat. Today, Australia for their 7th, 8th and 9th wickets all made partnerships of at least 25 runs, something that hasn't happened in a one-day international since 1999. So wow. A rearguard action from the Australians got them through to a competitive total.
And we're so excited and so very proud here in Townsville. Our very own Jack Miller wins his first ever MotoGP, the Dutch TT.
Look, I don't know whether too many of our listeners have actually seen the footage of it, but there's a touch of Stephen Bradbury about it. It was treacherous conditions. They came off after 14 laps. They reduced things. And then a whole bunch of leading riders fell, including Valentino Rossi, who's owned the Dutch Grand Prix over the years.
Yeah.
Jack Miller, he was almost like the last man standing, does a wheelie as he crosses the line. 21 years of age, wins his first MotoGP, and up to 13th in the world standings. Good on him.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me about, what was the go, the spider cam problem at the rugby? I was too busy playing hockey, I didn't see it.
These are first world problems. These are modern day problems. Our listeners would be aware, television coverage these days, you have the spider cam camera. But for that to work, there are wires suspended high above the field from corner to corner of the stadium grandstands. Well, in the test on Saturday night, the ball has actually struck the wires, one of the high kicks from Owen Farrell for the English team, and it took a deflection. And England ended up getting the ball back and scored not too long after. Now, there are provisions in the rules that the referee can actually stop play and have a scrum, and the team that was moving forward, and if no team was moving forward, it's the last side of the ball in possession, all these sorts of things.
Yeah.
But the referee just allowed play to continue, and his defence of it was, well, he said, look, it was a 50-50 opportunity. But Australia argued we were standing there ready to take the ball, and it took a deflection. That brought England into play on the chase. So, controversy, drama, probably the last, certainly won't be the last time it happens.
It sounds like backyard cricket rules, you know, if it hits the shed, you can still catch it. Well, it's got to be one-handed.
It has to be one-handed. Are you saying one-handed? You'd have to catch it off the wire.
Yes. Yeah. We'll put that proposal forward. Your thoughts on the footy over the weekend? I've got a few friends who are Broncos fans. One in particular, Wolfie, he actually switched off the TV and went to bed after halftime. He was that upset with his own team.
Well, look, I thought from the weekend, I mean, obviously Cronulla is the story of the weekend. They have now won 11 straight matches. Now, that number resonates with Cowboys fans from last year, doesn't it? Cowboys on the way to winning their first ever title, won 11 in a row. Cronulla have now won 11 in a row. Their next opponent is Parramatta next Saturday night. By the way, Cowboys fans also remember it was Cronulla who ended the winning streak of the Cowboys last year, but... Now, 11 is a massive achievement you know, what we see as a fairly tight competition ladder. So they're the story. Outside of that, I thought the Bulldogs, thumping Brisbane, like physically, we suggested on Friday, they bashed them, what they did. Their big men had a night out. Sam Cassiano, David Clemmer, Tony Williams, all over 115 Ks. And yesterday, look, don't worry about Newcastle, Karina. Melbourne yesterday lead 26-0 at halftime and only get home 29-20. It got back to 26-20 against the Tigers. That was a pretty funny game of football and the Raiders having a win as well. And tonight, I'm tipping, and I mean this, if the Cowboys turn up and are ruthless, they win by 50.
Well, we'll see. Let's talk golf as well, because I know that was on overnight and you've got the very latest for us.
Here's one of those amazing stories. We often say golf's a funny game. Well, it certainly is. Billy Hurley III has won on the PGA Tour this morning. It was Billy Hurley III. Well, let me just tell you, in the past 12 months, his best finish in a tournament was tied for 41st. Yep. In the last 2 years, he hasn't had a top 10. In his life as a pro, and he's now 35, 36 years of age, he's never won. But adding to his interesting life story, he served 5 years in the Navy. So he served a tour of duty in the Persian Gulf. It's just a quite an interesting character. He has an adopted child from Ethiopia among his three children, and today he's broken through for a win that gets him, well, a winner's check of $1.3 million, 2-year exemption on tour, into major events. Quite an extraordinary, life-changing day for that bloke.
What a great story. Love those. Let's head to Wimbledon tonight. It all starts, Vossie, and you know I love my tennis. I'm quite excited about this.
Well, look, tonight you'll have a couple of Australians in action, and they will be among the early players. I know Fox Sports this year have a 24-hour channel, seven dedicated channels, so you'll be able to watch all different courts. And I can tell you that on court number 3, Sam Stosur will play Magda Linet of Poland. And on court number 1, Sam Groff will take on the number 5 seed, Tai Nishikori. They're the two Australians on centre court, which starts, the centre court traditionally you start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon UK time, whereas on the outside courts they start at 11:30. So centre court action from 1 o'clock local time. It's Novak Djokovic first up, and he plays a Briton in James Ward, who's ranked 177 in the world.
I'll be in my all whites on the couch with a sweatband on. Vossie, I'm looking forward to it. All right, have a great week. We'll catch up with you on Friday.
And remember, Iceland playing tomorrow morning. When you're on air on the breakfast show tomorrow, Iceland versus England. That's the big one for
me. That is huge. That's, we're on them for Euro 2016. Iceland are our team.
That's it.
See you, Vossie.